Blog Talk Radio.
To God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from God. And you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come with a mighty word. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. And afterwards, I will like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Amen. So, Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. To God be the glory.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your
Praise be to God. Dear Heavenly Father, when we are troubled, you heal us. When we are afraid, you protect us. When we are discouraged, you lift us up. You are our unending source of strength. Lord, let us turn to you when we are weak. In times of adversity, let us trust your plan and your will for our life. And whatever our circumstances, Lord, let us always give the thanks and the glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can
moment and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but body's racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be
who I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
I am.
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be peace.
Amen. Praise God. Jehovah, you are worthy of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. I lift up your name, Jehovah, as I seek your face, and I honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. In the morning, it will be all right by Prophet Wiggins.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth cover the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him.
Call on him.
Pleaded with the Lord to
heal. Call on him.
Down on my knees, I called on him. Hey.
Call on him.
All of a sudden, I heard a voice singing deep down inside. Going through trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call
down on your
knees,
pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call on him. And hear his voice. Speaking way deep down inside, he's saying,
darkness,
darkness,
God, it is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Heaven. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 23. And it says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruit, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Amen. Praise be to God. And my second scripture reading is coming from Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, and it says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, again, the title of this devotional message is Heaven is both present and future. As you walk along your life path holding my hand, you are already in touch with the essence of heaven, nearness to me. You can also find many hints of heaven along your pathway because the earth is radiantly alive with my presence. Shimmering sunshine awakens your heart, gently reminding you of my brilliant light. Birds and flowers, trees and skies evoke praises to my holy name. Keep your eyes and ears fully open as you journey with me. At the end of your life path is an entrance to heaven. Only I know when you will reach that destination, but I am preparing you for it each step of the way. the absolute certainty of your heavenly home gives you peace and joy to help you along your journey. You know that you will reach your home in my perfect timing. Not one moment too soon or too late. Let the hope of heaven encourage you as you walk along the path of life with me. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. Amen. Praise God. Master over all, O Lord God, my Adonai, you are a great and mighty God. You have opened my eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest, far beyond anything we can see? Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all. And you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts, mind, and soul with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection in the presence of his grace by Apostle R.D. Wiggins. Praise God.
I can't complain. I can't complain. Mama's taking it easy. Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying to try to live happy and free. Come Sunday morning, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord his day and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation me and my baby with sometimes to pay. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world. Everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord His day, and everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. Oh yeah, in the presence of His grace. His grace, yeah, in the presence of His grace.
Amen, in the presence of His grace. El Bethel, the God of the house of God. El Bethel, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. You have revealed your power and your strength in countless ways. The heavens tell of your glory. The skies display your marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak, and at night, they make you known. They speak without a word, and their voice is silent in the skies. Yet, their message goes out to all of us on the earth. For since the creation of the world, your invisible attributes, your eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. You have revealed yourself to all of us, El Bethel, and I give you praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Be the center, say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Amen. Praise God. Jesus be this center of my life. El Bethel, thank you for making yourself known to me. Thank you for taking up residence in me through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, which enabled your Holy Spirit to make my spirit your house. My body is now the temple of the living God. My life is Bethel, where you dwell, and yet I still strive to make my own decision in spite of your desires. Thank you for your patience and long-suffering as you dwell in and with me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And now at this time, I will play another selection, Lord, You Are Holy, by Helen Baylor. holy is your name.
Played it a million times, but still it escapes my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Right. Wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go. How you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
God. So again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come this evening and bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord, who's going to come and bring a glorious word this evening. So while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play a short selection entitled Get It Back by Naomi Cross.
And
Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome, thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
It's in my hands. Oh, yes, my goodness. Thank God for another Thursday.
Mm.
And what a, you know what? It looked like it was going to rain this morning. It stopped. And then all of a sudden, all this sunshine came out of nowhere, 80 degrees. I tell you, only God.
Amen.
God knows what's going on with the weather right now. He's just doing all kind of stuff. But I'm excited tonight. We have an awesome, awesome work. And I'm really going to hit it and quit it. I'm telling you, I am a tired somebody. You hear me? I don't know how to say it, except Kathy is tired.
Amen.
Oh, my God. But you know how I get. I want to preach anyhow. I do not care. I'll preach anyhow. But you know what the good news is? Everybody's preparing for Easter.
Mm.
Everybody's going to the stores and spending money and doing all kind of stuff to get ready to go to church that one day, that one day that's so special. And Pastor Stephen and myself, we've been running to South Carolina because they're hosting one of our plays. So that's a big deal. And I tell you, I ain't Michael Jackson, but I know how that brother felt because you got to know. When Michael lay his little self down, he like, oh, be there, show him the water. Then he tried to turn over. I'm talking to the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change. I said, oh, my God, you never sleep.
Mm-mm.
Because you're always thinking about what your work is going to come out like. You know, you're always thinking about that. And so Michael, and not just Michael, other people too. When you are so caught up in your work or whatever it is that you love to do, and guess what? It may not always be what you love to do. How about that?
Because
some days I go to work and I come back home and I go, okay, I didn't process the payroll. I didn't, oh, my God, I forgot to put the timesheets in. Oh, God, that ain't the love of my life. That's just my job. But I still can't stop thinking. You want to go home and you just want to shut it all down, but you can't. Somehow your mind is still, oh, my goodness, glory to God. That's why God's word tells us to cast down every thought that so easily besets us. You know what? Those thoughts are taking over your mind. After they finish taking over your mind, they're going to take over you.
Mm.
Come on. That's why you got to get rid of those thoughts. Don't let them harbor in there and get you all twisted up.
I'm trying to tell you.
Freaks. So all I could do, look, I've been thinking about the Easter play and all that stuff. So I call everybody, make sure they're thinking about it too. I said, hey, I shouldn't be the only one not sleeping. So I called up the cast members, make sure they don't get no sleep either. Oh, I'm excited tonight about this word. I look, I feel like I lost 7 pounds because you'd be surprised. You're so caught up in something and you're not eating. You're running. I sit at my desk all day and I look at my little supervisor and I said, Lord, I used to be like that. Thank you, God. I ain't like that. Wait, hold on. Let me see. Do I want to say thank you, God, or not? Because, see, now I'm just too old to relax. It's not a choice that I'm just sitting still. No, no. My goodness, we have an awesome word tonight. You know, people don't understand the difficulty of preaching online on Blog Talk Radio. Because, number one, you're on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. That could be a good thing. You can't see them rolling their eyes, crossing their arms, trying to get out to go eat. So, it does have some comfort with preaching online because you can't look out there and see them being all bored and everything and wish you would hurry up. So, yeah, I guess it's a good thing to preach online. Let me rethink that. But it's hard. It's a little difficult because when you're online, when you're on Blog Talk Radio, you don't get the amens and all that. Thank God for Evangelist Hilda because you don't get all that. So you're trying to say, are they still on? And, you know, by the time we get to the end, Evangelist Hilda say, oh, we lost some caller. I like, Y'all be messing up a pastor's mind when you do that. I don't go. You know what? When you hang up in the middle of a sermon, it's the same thing as the preacher standing up there preaching, and you get up and walk out. Who does that? You got no respect. That's what it is. You don't value my study time. That's what it is. But anyhow, you know.
Well, I
value
your study time, and I'm listening.
Oh, my God. Chaplain joined us tonight.
Yes,
he gonna
I'm here.
He's going to make me preach, y'all. He's going to make
I'm
me
listening.
Preach.
I've got my pen and my paper, and I'm listening.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us tonight. On that note, let me go ahead and get into this word, because we got a chaplain on board with us, so I don't want to hit it and quit it. But I thank God for all of you tonight, and I pray that after all the humor that you do get what God intended for you to get out of this word.
Amen.
You
understand
preachers start out with humor. It's to take you to a place where you're ready to receive. You know what I mean? You done gone through the hustle and bustle of the day. You know, even though you're sitting there, your mind may not be on God. So we got to bring some jokes, calm you down, get you out of all that riffraff of the day. And then come in and love on you with God's word. So I pray that, because we ain't got no worship team and no praise team, so that's it. You get a joke and that's it. We get into the word.
Amen.
We thank God tonight, oh God, for the word that you have given me for your people. We pray that as you have given it to me, oh God, that it does not fall on deaf ears. Amen. Let them hear what thus says the Lord tonight. Give
Thank
them ear, open up their hearts, oh God, to understand what it is you're trying to say. In this season where we're all supposed to be celebrating you and loving on you for the price that you paid for us, for our salvation, God, we pray tonight that your word do exactly what you sent it out to do, and that is to love on your people, encourage your people, bless them, and then you and only you will get the glory. We ask that you have your way right now. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I want to jump into this word, but I got to give honor where honor is due. We thank God for the visionary of the line, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. Bless God for the man of God. We thank God for his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. We thank God for the host, Evangelist Hilda. I'm telling
you,
she's the hostess with the mostest, y'all. She's doing it all back there. So we thank God for her because she keeps the program up and running. She's going crazy when things ain't right. She's doing it, and she's doing it willingly and cheerfully. So we thank God for her. And you think what she's doing is easy because a lot of people out there go, I could do what she do. No, I don't think so. Because number one, you can't always get your people to get online when they're supposed to. Okay, you know you're supposed to preach in that. Oh, I can't. I got to go handle some bit. You know, so you chasing people down, you're doing a lot more than people can imagine. And I, for one, I salute you, woman of God. I bless you for all that you do for God and for the building up of the kingdom. We thank God for the other fivefold leaders. I know they're in other parts of the vineyard doing what God has sent them to do. We got Apostle Jackson, Dr. Verlene Turner. We got Prophetess Washa. All of these people have come, joined it, and they still tune in from time to time. But they are in other parts of the vineyard doing what thus says the Lord, right?
Amen.
We thank God for the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DuBose, who is the senior pastor of Led by God Christian Ministry. And yours truly is the co-pastor of Led by God Christian Ministry. And tonight, I give praise, Chaplain Donnie. Awesome. Awesome man of God. You hear me? This man, he could be a male me because he loves the Lord just that much, you know, and he does not have an easy job. He is a chaplain of a company. You know what that means? That means you got a billion and one personalities to watch over.
Yes.
That is not, it's like you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe 20 different vineyards you got to oversee, and you got to run and check on the sheep, and you got to make sure they're okay, and you got to make sure, oh my God, it's a lot. So we pray his strength tonight because he is an awesome man of God. Now we're going to get into this word, and if I didn't acknowledge you, trust me, I love you. I'm grateful that you're on the line, on the radio, on the internet. I just got to get into this word now. Ooh, this is good stuff. Mm-mm. We are, short and sweet. I like it. We are going to be coming from Psalms 13. Psalms 13, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Okay, let me give my specs. It says, have your way, Lord, have your way. It says, for the... God has a sense of humor. You know what? When God gave me this word, and I put it in my book, and I didn't look back at it, but I kept thinking about it. And so today I said, as I was thinking about some of the things that God was saying in this word, I said, well, I feel like I'm going to be preaching to the choir. Huh? I said, Lord, what is this about? You know, and then I thought about it, and I said, no, you're not preaching to the choir. David is preaching to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are going to understand everything I'm trying to say, because I felt like, I said, why do I feel like I'm in front of a sounding board, and everything I say is bouncing right back to me? I said, oh, okay, God, you got me, but it's too late. I can't change the word, and I ain't got for 15 minutes to get on. So here we go. Ooh, I love you, Jesus. Here we go. Psalms 13, 1 through 6. Started laughing because I didn't know that the first thing said for the choir master. That's why I started laughing. I said, oh, he literally is preaching to the choir. For the choir master, a psalm of David. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle in my soul with sorrow in my heart each day? How long will my enemy dominate me? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Help us, Jesus, because we get there. How long will my enemies dominate me? Consider me and respond. Oh, Lord, my God, give light to my eyes, lest I sleep in death, lest my enemies say, I have overcome him, and my foes rejoice when I fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 5 says, but I have trusted in your loving devotion. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. And the last verse 6 says, I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me.
Yes.
Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
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 Oh, my goodness. Look at King David. King David is having a field day right here. He said, how long, Lord? How long? And all of us have parents, or else we wouldn't be here. Yeah. So can you imagine when you go to your mom and you or your dad, you go to your parents and you say, Mom, I seen these jeans in the store. You think you can get me some new jeans? Because everybody's wearing them, and I just want to make sure that I fit in it. And your mother looks back at you, or your daddy looks at you and go, yeah, okay. And you go, oh, wow, thank you. I'm going to get those new jeans. And you go on about your business because they done told you yes. So you go on about your business, and you're having a good time, and you're just loving on stuff. And a week later, you're going, okay, what happened here? Where the jeans at? So you go back, and you say, Mom, I'm saying Mom because I called on my mother a lot. And you go back and you say, Mom, I'm still going to get those jeans? And she don't say nothing. And you go, I was just wondering, are we going to go shopping this weekend and get those jeans? And she don't say nothing. And you know me, I'm crazy. I ain't going nowhere till I hear from you. So I said, so, Mom, we still going to go shopping this weekend? Look, I'm going to get all loud. Turned around and gave me a look. Ooh. And she said about three sentences in that look. I said, okay. And walked on out of that. Because that look said a lot. Because I said, we going shopping this weekend? She said, I said, Mom, we still going to raise my voice. I don't know what they do nowadays, but back in the day, you don't raise your voice at your parents. You don't want no teeth. They will slap you so hard, all your teeth will come out at the same time. Now, that's a hard slap. Mm-hmm. And so after she gave me the look, I was like, okay. And I creeped on out of the room. Well, that's what King David is doing to God. He said, how long, Lord? How long you going to leave me in this kind of situation? What is going on? You know what the thing is that I love about this? Because I kept reading it. I was going, help me, Holy Ghost, help me. And the thing that I love the most is he never identified what his crisis was.
Amen.
Yes, he talked about his enemies, but there was something bugging him. It had him to a level of frustration. He said, how long? How long are you going to forget me? How long are you going to hide your face? And then I'm going, how God going to hide? You know, that's like when you in the bathroom and you say, okay, we're going to play hide and seek. And you in the bathroom and you say, okay, try to find me. And the person is looking at you like, how you going to hide in the bathroom? It's just a tall little tub and you. And you go, I'm hiding. Do you see me? Come on, try to find me. And the person is looking and going, you know I see you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the person, you keep going on and on. And then the person goes, where are you? I don't see you. How can you say, where are you? I don't see you. Let me see if you're behind the toilet. Because the space is so small. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. The space is so small, you can't help but to see that person. Right? But now watch this. You come running in there trying to get them because you know where they're at is the bathroom. And you hit your toe up against the tub. And if you ever hit your toe before, especially the pinky toe, that pain goes all the way to your brain, and you're like, oh, good God almighty. And you feel the pain for a good few minutes because it lingers.
Yes.
And so now the person is still standing there going, try to hide, and you go, I don't see you, okay? I just don't see you. You know why? Your toe is hurting so bad. You can't see them. Right. You are in, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. You are in so much pain that you really don't see them. Why? Because you're not paying attention. All I know is I need some of my toe. Oh, my God, it's still throbbing. Well, that was the situation with King David.
Mm-hmm.
King David was so frustrated over whatever he was going through.
Yes.
And he knew, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. He knew that in the situation that he was in, that he felt like his enemies were going to make a mockery of him because he was in his crisis, right? And when he was saying, Lord, how long are you going to hide your face from me? He was really saying, how come I don't feel you in this situation? How come you're not working it out? What is going on?
All right.
And this is a part that I love because he says, how long are you going to hide your face? And you got to think of God in that bathroom going, okay, I'm hiding. Try to find me. Well, guess what? That's what the earth is like to God. It's just that small. The earth is not as huge as we think it is to God. To God, to God, the earth is nothing but a little pebble, right? And so you're talking about an omnipresent God that's everywhere all the time. Say, okay, I'm hiding. You ain't going to be able to hide. Well, you're everywhere. Now, remember, King David, the one that was saying, well, how long are you going to hide your face? You know, he was the same one that said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there. Where can I go that you won't be?
That's right.
So if he said that, he's letting God know, I know you're everywhere. I feel your presence. But there are times when we get in situations where we don't feel God's presence. Why?
Yes.
Because we don't see him moving on our behalf. And that's what King David was saying. He said, you let my enemies make a mockery out of me. Because they looking at me, and here's the thing. I'm King David. God Almighty. I'm King David. I'm an anointed man of God. And they're looking at me like, oh, you the king, huh? What's this you going through? It's King David saying, okay, I'm about to preach to the choir. Because I'm saying, you're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir. Because I'm looking at his situation, and I hear his frustration when he starts talking. And he's saying to God, how long? What's going on? You know, because now I have told, everybody can see that I'm the king. So who's thinking that the king has to go through anything? Nobody. And guess what? That's how people see pastors. They don't think pastors have to go through anything. They don't believe that, oh, you're a bishop, you ain't got no money. Oh, you're a bishop, you can't be homeless. Oh, you're a chaplain. Oh, you did. Whatever they're thinking of your position, they don't believe that you can go through. How crazy is that? And you're saying, no, I go through just like you go through. You do know I'm still human, right?
Amen.
I have an anointing on my life. I have a calling on me, but I am still human, and I do go through.
Yes,
but guess
indeed.
What? As a bishop, as a pastor, whatever, you select the people you want to see you go through. You don't let everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because you're saying, oh, man, they can't even handle what I'm going through. So you don't even let them see you going through. And then this is part that cracks me up. You got pastors and everybody out there going, okay, I'm just being transparent. I'm going to lay it all on the line for you. I'm being transparent. I'm going to let y'all see who I am. Lies you tell. You know why? And the people don't even believe it. The part that they've shared with the people is the only part they want the people to know. They don't share it all. They will never let you behind that curtain. The only way you will be able to get behind that curtain is if God himself pulls it back.
Amen.
And allows you to see them for who they are. Mm-hmm. Because when they, just imagine, a pastor is battling with drugs, or a pastor is battling with alcohol, or a bishop is battling with his eyes, because every time he see a woman, oh, he's thinking all kind of thoughts. Do you think for 1 minute they're going to stand up there and go, oh, congregation, y'all pray for me, because I tell you the truth. Every time I walk by a liquor store, I get to sweat. I just want to run in there and get me a little sippy sip. You think they're going to tell you that?
Wow.
Or you think they say when I go into those areas saying that I'm getting ready to minister to that drug addict, I'm really going in that area saying, go ahead, give me that dime bag. Give me that because they're not going to do that. But what they're going to do is tell you the parts that's going to make you laugh and forget that there's more to tell. So you're laughing. You're laughing because he said, you know what? I'm going to be transparent. I'll tell you the truth. I was going into the grocery store and wondered, you know, there was a homeless guy out there standing. And I was thinking, oh, man, let me see. I got some change, you know, give him a couple of pennies. And then all of a sudden, God said, no, give him that $100 in your wallet. And you go, oh, the devil is a liar. And so now the people start laughing because you were struggling like they do to give a homeless person or someone else your last $100, right? And so they're laughing at that, but you haven't told them that you got the drug problem or the drinking problem. You told them what's going to make them laugh and make them feel like you're being transparent when you've got so much more in your closet. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And, amen.
And so now you got David. He's saying, okay, Lord. Now what David is saying is, because you have hid your face from me, it says, if you raise my skirt tail, because people can see me and what I'm going through. And my enemies are making a mockery of me. They're laughing at me, right? This is King David talking. So he's saying, huh, they seeing more than I wanted them to see. I wasn't going to show them all this, right? And so now he's saying, Lord, you have no idea. Because you're not showing up in my situation, huh? You don't understand what it's doing to me down here. And then he's, even if you listen to his tone, he's saying, you know, Lord, I don't want to point it out to you, but you came and got me. I was minding my own business, tending to my daddy's sheep, and you came there, you sent that prophet to come and see my daddy and call me out. Because if you hear his tone, you hear his arrogance. Because he's saying, I'm supposed to be a king. I'm supposed to be this. I'm supposed to be that. Why am I going through this? What is this? Whatever it was.
Exactly.
You know why God didn't allow him to identify it? Because he needed us to hear. Because David, he not only said, you came to my daddy's house and got me. You anointed me. You said I was the man after your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can that be? Because right now you hiding from me. I don't feel you in my situation. You're not in my circumstance trying to get me out. And so the reason why God didn't allow him to identify, because you understand that the word is inspired by the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. And with that being so, he's dictating to him how to word what he's gone through. Why? Because he already knows the people that are going to be reading it and what's going to bless them to identify with what he's been through as something you've been through. And so King David is sitting there, and he's going, okay, Lord, this is, yeah, okay, this crisis does not say that I'm called by God. It doesn't say that I'm an anointed man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, that's why I was like, David, you preach it to the choir. Because I've sitting here, and there's many a day, and anybody that knows me know that I look and go, you know what, some days I have to ask myself, mm-hmm. am I a pastor? You know, when I got to call people and borrow money and all this, going through it, sleeping in the car, I'm like, what in the world would I tell anybody I'm a pastor? Because they're going to look at me like, yeah, right. So how you going to preach to me when God ain't even blessing you?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know what a blessing looks like. Come on now.
That's right.
They do not know what a blessing looks like. The last time I checked, God said, when Satan was like, let me get one of your people and tear them apart, God said, have you considered my servant Job?
Yes.
And he said, okay, well, take your hedge of protection from him. I'll sock it to him.
Sure.
And he did just that. But mm-hmm. guess what? Job friends were like, wait a minute. Where's this God you always talking about? Where's all these blessings that he was giving you? Because now you out here, you ain't got nothing. You got all these boils on you. You look horrible. You stink. Where's this God? What happened to all your blessings?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But God had to do it to Job, and he had to do it to David. Why?
Yeah.
Because he needed the readers, the ones coming behind him, to understand. Just because, oh my goodness, God, just because I don't come when you want me to, just because I don't change things when you ask me to, it does not mean that I am not with you. How about sometimes God just wants to stand back and see if we really do have faith? If we really do trust him, if we really do love him, because guess what? People don't understand. They go, yeah, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Come on, it's so much more than that. Because if you got faith, you're showing God how much you love him. And in you showing God how much you love him, what you're doing is you're not questioning him when you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You're praising him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people say, yeah, like I'm going to praise God when I ain't got no place to sleep. Yeah, like I'll be standing, glory! Ooh, hallelujah! And I'm sleeping in a car. And I don't have no food to feed my kids. And my husband's cheating on me again. And my wife never comes home. Yeah, I'm going to really, oh, God, I love you. Oh, God, thank you. And so David was showing us, David, and I'm going through. And I have no idea right now where mm-hmm. God is. And God is standing in front of him, on the side of him, behind him, on top of him, and underneath him, saying, I'm right where I've always been, everywhere.
Amen.
And King David, he's sitting there going, well, I don't know where he went because I don't see him. He wasn't saying I don't see him. He was saying, I don't see you moving in my situation. You see what I'm going through. Well, David, if I only let the readers see that the people who are not in position, who are I haven't called, are the only ones that are going to suffer, how will that cause them to love me?
Mm-hmm.
They've got to see I'm no respecter of person, man, woman, boy, girl. I'll use anybody, whether you a king, a bishop, a pastor. I'm going to let you get broken down just like the next person. because okay. I need them to see it does not mean I've left you. Doesn't mean I don't love you. If anything, I really love you.
Amen.
Because I feel like I can trust you to go through. Mm-hmm. You know what I told Pastor Stephen when he got with me and when he and I were getting married and everything? Trust you me, I had a beautiful job in California, and I was maybe 6 miles from one of the beaches, Carlsbad Beach. It was so beautiful. I was making good money, and Pastor Stephen came out there, and all of a sudden, the tables turned. And I mean, they was downsizing the church. The pastor had took off. They was letting some of the top leaders go because they were top heavy. And so they were using volunteers and stuff like that. So I think Stephen had been with me. We got married. He was out there for maybe 3 weeks. And then I was like, uh-oh. Oh, boy, they're going to let me go. But they loved me. They really did because they gave me enough rent for 3 months. They gave me car payments for 2 months. And they took us out to lunch. But here's the thing. You know what I said to Pastor Stephen?
Mm-hmm.
I said... I told everybody, God sent you into my life. And he was looking at me. And I said, and so with that, God deems that you're the one who is anointed to struggle with me. He's like, What? I said, I said, the word of God says when you find a wife, you find a good thing. So I'm your good thing. And you have obtained favor.
Amen.
But now, both of us were there in California without jobs. And now, the money they gave us, we thought within that time we'd get jobs. And it was like, oh, boy, we got to go back and ask them for more money. We ain't got no food. And I looked at him again, and I said, you are anointed to suffer with me. And he was like, what in the world? And he didn't pick it up. I said, God's got us. Everything is going to be okay. And we struggled. And God had held back the blessings. And I'm sitting there with Stephen going, God got us. Put in my private closet. I'm going, Lord Jesus, what is going on? How am I telling this man I'm an anointed woman of God? And then the next thing he knows, I ain't got no job. We ain't got no food. What is going on? You know, but when I get in front of Pastor Stephen, I'm going, oh, God has got us. Oh, my goodness, don't you worry about a thing. And so I've been in the place that David's in because he's saying, I don't even know how anyone would look at me as a king with everything that I'm going through. And God didn't identify it because he's saying, Chaplain, you put your crisis in that sentence. Evangelist Hilda, you put your crisis in that sentence. Pastor Kathy, you put your crisis in that sentence. I don't need to identify it. All you need to know is it's a crisis. It's a situation that he's uncomfortable with because he has no control over the situation. He just has to go through.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost said, I didn't give y'all the title. Watch out now. The title of this message is A Wonderful Change. You understand that this is Easter week. Tomorrow is, Good Friday. And everybody's rushing around because we get ready to have a good time. And I'm going forth with the play on Saturday. So it's good. And God is saying, let them know about the wonderful change. And so I'm letting y'all know, A Wonderful Change is the title of this message. And I'm looking at King David now, and I'm going, wow, he's literally preaching to the choir. And it's amazing that y'all know I send 70-something blasts out every week. One or two people trickle on or whatever, and you got to wonder why. Here is King David and all that he's going through. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that his enemies are doing this and they doing that. And God said, the enemies aren't, oh, my goodness, this ought to help somebody. God saying, your enemies are not doing any more than they were doing before you got into your situation.
Mm-hmm.
The difference now is you're in a low place. Okay? You're frustrated, you're depressed. So you're in a low place, so you think that he has allowed your enemy, my goodness, glory to God, to be over you and see what you go through and stay in the same place they was before you got in your situation.
That's right.
Nothing's changed. He hasn't exalted them over you. The only difference is you're in that low place. You don't want anybody to see you. You just want to be alone. You're frustrated. You're yelling at God. You start out yelling at God, then you're yelling at yourself, then you're mad at the people. You're just mad and frustrated.
Yeah.
God is in hiding. And if he was hiding, where could he hide? You either going to see his arm, you're going to see his back, you're going to see his leg. You're going to see him. The difference is, when your situation comes, you don't see nothing.
That's right.
When you're hurting and going through a crisis, you can't see anything. And so you feel like God is hiding his face. You feel like God is not trying to step in and rescue you. But you know what? I remember when I saw my mom and other people trying to teach our grandkids, their grandkids, our kids, how to walk. And you said, oh, and you jump in because they get ready to fall, and your mother says, stop, just let them go. And you know, you're looking at your baby going, oh, my gosh, you're going to let my baby fall on the floor. And the baby falls on the floor. And you go, oh, man, I can't believe you let my baby fall on the floor. And so you're running, and you're trying to help, and your mother said, just let him be. And you're like, oh, but he going to get hurt. Well, guess what? If he never, ever fell, he would never learn how to get up.
Amen.
Because you would always be there to catch him.
That's right.
And then while I'm looking at my mother like, why you let my baby go through this? He hit his head on the floor. And she said, don't move, leave him alone. And she's still talking like she's not paying him any attention, but she's looking at him. And he's over there crawling. And then he gets to a place where he can reach out to something and grab a hold, and then he pulls himself up.
Absolutely.
And he goes back to trying to walk again. Mm-hmm. But she's got her eye on him, even though she's still talking, so she wants him to think, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. She wants him to think that no one's paying him any attention, so he, oh, my goodness, glory to God, so he would recognize what's really in him. It's in him to naturally grab a hold of something and get to walking again. But he won't know that's in him if he doesn't fall every now and then.
Well,
because mom keeps catching him and don't let him fall. So he doesn't know what's in him. His natural instinct, you ever seen a kid in a tub and it looks like they're going under? Their natural instinct is to pull themselves forward to try to get up. We all have natural instincts, but you won't know what they are, oh my goodness, if God is always letting you just ride it on out. Everything is so. Every now and again, he has to let you go through things.
That's right.
Because believe it or not, you're recognizing what's in you.
Mm-hmm.
You're recognizing who's with you. Huh? Yeah.
Amen.
Because God is being that mother bird that's looking at you, but talking like they don't see you, but they still looking at you. Because why? I'm not going to let you get hurt, but I will let you fall.
That's right.
You say, how am I not going to get hurt if I fall? Because if I see you getting ready to fall and there's a rock there, I'll have my hand there so you won't hit the rock. But if I see you get ready to fall and it's just carpet on the floor, you ain't going to get hurt. You're just learning how to get back up.
Amen.
David started out in frustration. He was upset. He was frustrated. He was perplexed. and he's going, how long, God? I'm wrestling with myself, having to counsel myself. And we know the songwriter said, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. But King David was like, I don't have the energy. I wrestle in my soul day and night. I don't have the energy to encourage myself. I'm looking at my enemies when I should be looking at you. Because
mm-hmm.
he was focusing on what his enemies were able to do while
yes.
he was going through his crisis.
Absolutely.
And then he says, you know, my enemies, they're going to be rejoicing because I have fallen. And he's going on and on. And then all of a sudden, while he's still, ooh, this is the part that we love, while he's still talking to God. This is a good heart. He's letting us see no matter what you go through, when you're mad, you're sad, you're happy, you're glad, you're frustrated, you're perplexed, you're depressed, keep talking to God.
Amen.
Now, he starts out in anger. Da 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 da. Where are you? How long? Da da. And then he goes, oh, my enemies are laughing at me. Da da da. And he's going on and on and on, but he's still talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, God is looking at Jesus going, don't say nothing to him. He's going to figure it out any minute now. And if you look at verse 5, he figures it out. Because verse 5, he says, but I have trusted you in your loving devotion. My heart is going to rejoice in your servant. I'm going to sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me.
Amen.
Every time David tried to make a decision while he was in his crisis, he couldn't even focus long enough to make a conscious decision. He told God, he said, there's sorrow in my spirit. I can't rely on my own counsel because nothing's coming out right. I don't know what to tell myself to do. And after he went through all that and God is standing there looking at her, God said, any minute now. And David's like, you said I was a man after your own heart. I can't see your heart. I can't see none of you. And God is not answering him. He's not saying a word. And then all of a sudden, David keeps on talking. He keeps on talking. And then that worshiper shows up. And he goes, but I have trusted you in your loving devotion. My heart will rejoice.
Yes.
David is no longer questioning God's presence in his crisis. God, why aren't you doing anything? What is this I'm going through? At least let me understand what I'm going through. He wasn't doing none of that. You know why? God said because a wonderful change occurred. How? David went from being frustrated with God back to having faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear a wonderful change, you're thinking, wow, God stepped in there and worked out his crisis. And, okay, God is letting us know he's going to step in there any minute now. He's going to take care of that thing. That is what God said. Look at his word. He didn't say nothing about David coming out of his crisis. He didn't say that. He just said that a wonderful change occurred. You know what that means? His perspective on things changed.
Yes.
He had a change of heart.
Yes.
Lord, you're not changing anything for me. You're not making it easy for me. Lord, it is hurting me. It's just tearing me apart that I got to go through all this. And it bothers me that others can. And you have never failed me yet. And you love me like none other. And even now, I know you're in the shadows watching over me. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
You still with me? Because look at what he says. It's verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what he says. Let me see which one. Verse 3. He says, consider me and respond, O Lord, my God. I'm frustrated, I'm upset, I'm going through, but you're still my God.
Yes, Yes.
And by the time he gets to verse 5 and 6, he's back to loving on God again. He's forgetting about his situation and remembering his God. But wait a minute, you have been good to me. Your love and devotion, you know what? I'm going to rejoice in your salvation. I'm going to sing to you why you have been good to me.
Yes.
He takes his eyes off of his situation. He stops being frustrated long enough for the worshiper to show up, and he starts loving on the God that has always been there for him. The God that he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. This is the same guy that started out in his frustration, questioning God. How long? And God just say one word. Guess what? He let him answer himself.
Yes.
God said, don't say nothing to him, Jesus. Don't say nothing. Don't say a word to him. He gonna figure it out. Because whatever God did for you over there, back then, right here, he can do it for you now.
Again.
And your thing is, just like Daniel said, when Nebuchadnezzar was trying to throw in line, he said, I still ain't going to bow down.
Amen.
Whether God do it or not. It blesses me just to know that he's able. And we got to get to that point where we bless because we know that no matter what the situation is, no matter what we're going through, the crisis we're facing, God is able to bring us out anytime he wants to.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Look at the mother eagle that she dropped her babies out the tree, and she's watching them and see if they're going to fall or they're going to flap their wings because they got what they need. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. They have what they need to make it. God says you have what you need to make it. If you ain't got nothing but your faith is connected to favor.
Amen. Yes.
So you got what you need. So the mother bird, she's looking down at her babies and slowly going down, and she waits to see if they're going to hit the ground. And right before they hit the ground, they start flapping those little wings. But, you know, there's always a lazy one. He let himself go all the way to the ground. And mother got to swoop down. And, okay, and she make him go again and again and again. She said, you know what, next time I'll let you bump your head because I know you're being lazy. You have wings. You can fly.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying the same thing to us. You have faith so you can stand through whatever comes your way, because your faith is attached to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as me and faith are there, you got nothing to worry about.
Amen.
Does it feel good? No. It don't feel good. Does it look good? No, it don't look good.
It's gonna be easy.
Huh? But he's going to work it out
for
our good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, God. There's a wonderful change.
Amen.
God
praise
bless you.
God. Thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. At this time, we'd like to ask our guest online a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with caller 623-271. God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word?
Thank you. God bless you. Yes, first of all, I always get a good word whenever I listen to Pastor Kathy, but Psalm 13. I've been in Psalm 13 many times in my life, and it's good to hear that. And I think that's what we all need to do is remind people of the goodness of the Lord, in times when we're so overcome in grief, we're staring at that small little problem and it consumes us. The moment we take our eyes off of Jesus, we need somebody to preach a good word to us, to bring us back.
Bring us back.
Put our eyes back on Jesus, yes. And then you start to remember, you know, all the things that he's done. So it's a great testimony to the power of pastors, chaplains, priests, whatever. We need them and we count on them to keep that word out there. Keep it fresh and alive for us. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Caller 864-266. God bless you. And how are you this evening? And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise God. And caller 901-495, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Yes, thank you so very much. It was moving. It touches people. This is a message that can resonate, I believe, in the hearts of everyone. It certainly did me. And it's true. I was thinking as Pastor Kathy was preaching, I was thinking of the Phoenician woman, from Tyre and Sidon, and how God gives us these pop quizzes all throughout our lives. When first of all, it seems as though when we're in need, he's silent, and then we're in the midst of broken Christians. And it seems as though he doesn't even care at some point. But, you know, like Pastor Kathy said, this is to show us, to reveal to us, to grow us from little faith to great faith. In order to go, you have to be tested. It has to be tested in order to grow in faith. So it was very... Thank you so much for all that you do. And I know that you are reaching many people, and we certainly need to reach them in the day such as this.
Absolutely. And we thank you, Pastor Kathy, on this Holy Thursday that God gave you this message to bring to the listeners this evening. And we do pray that each and every one that heard the sound of your voice got something out of this message tonight. So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen?
Amen.
Chaplain, right. Okay. Is Chaplain Donnie still on the line?
I am.
Yes, sir. Why don't you do the benediction, the closing prayer, and the call to salvation? Why don't you bless us?
Okay. Amen. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the multitude that has gathered here this evening, Lord, to hear your word spoken through Miss Kathy. Father, we thank you for this lady, and we thank her for her humility and her dedication, her sacrificial giving, Lord, and that's what you require. And so, Lord, I would ask, Lord, that you would bless and open the eyes and the ears, the hearts of all of us, Lord, in this world today where we're so distracted and when we're so derailed that we don't even know what sex we are, for that matter. We certainly are living in Isaiah 5:20 and Romans 1. Heavenly Father, I would just pray that you would bless and speak to the hearts of everyone in the sound of Ms. Kathy's voice and this broadcast, that you would reach them and move in them in such a way, Lord, that they would be aware of your presence in their lives, Lord, and that they would seek you and draw near to you, Father, for you are our source, and all of these other things are merely resources that you have given us. Lord, amen. We thank you, we love you, we need you, and we say these things in your son's name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. And we want to thank Pastor Kathy. You have anything else that you want to say before I close us out?
I just want to bless everyone. Enjoy Easter. I wish y'all could be here to see this play that's going forth on Saturday. Oh, my God. God is going to get the glory. Yes, as we tell his story, it's going to be awesome. I love you guys. Y'all be safe for the holiday. Tomorrow, there's going to be all kind of traffic on the road. It's Good Friday. So just everyone be blessed, be safe, and enjoy your family this weekend. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So God
love
bless
you guys.
Each and every one of you. We love you. And have a wonderful weekend. And shalom. And on that note,
shalom. Love you guys.
Love you too. We're going to leave out on All Belongs to You.
All the honor.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.